Do the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Book of Mitzvahs of the Rambam. So today it's the second portion of the second day. We started yesterday. Yesterday we read the introduction. Today we're going to do the first three principles that the Rambam sets up. The Rambam brought down 14 principles, but today we're going to do the first three. I'm not sure we can sit through all three of them. Let's see how far we get, okay? Okay, so first we'll start with the first principle. The Rambam's first principle is that it's not fitting to that included in the mitzvahs, we don't count. It's not fitting to count mitzvah shema derabbanan, those commands that are only from rabbinic origin. And the Rambam says like this: Da, I want you to know, I shouldn't even have to address it, basically, to bring this up and to explain this, because since if you look at the language of the Talmud, all the 613 mitzvahs are based on this saying of the Talmud. The Talmud says Taryag mitzvahs nemru le Moshe b'Sinai, that there are 613 mitzvahs that were told to Moshe at Sinai. So how can we possibly say that something which is of rabbinic origin, that should be counted? It wasn't around even then. It came into being later. So Hashem didn't command it at that time. So how could we even say it? So he says, I shouldn't have even really addressed it. However, but they did sort of make me notice of this, because many people did make a mistake. And like we said, there were many other people that enumerated the 613 mitzvahs, and the Rambam writes, they did make this mistake. And very timely today, in which we're going to light the Chanukah menorah. So he says, those other commentators, umonu ner Chanukah, they counted the lamp of Chanukah, which of course is from rabbinic origin, as well as the mikra Megillah, as the reading of the Megillah. They counted that the Chlal mitzvahs, as say, they included it in the positive mitzvahs. So then that would be like another of the 613 mitzvahs, 248 that are positive. So they counted the reading of the Megillah and the lighting of the Chanukah lamp. Likewise, v'chein me'ya brachas b'chol yom. The fact that, you know, one should say 100 blessings every day, they made that into a mitzvah too. V'nichum avelim, and then what they did is comforting the mourners, u'bikur cholim, and visiting the sick, u'kvuras meisim, and burying of the dead, v'halboshas arumim, and dressing, clothing those, the unclothed, the naked ones, v'chishuv tkufis, and the calculating of the seasons, you know, to know when to set up the different the holidays, u'shmoina osur yomim, ligmar bahen es halal, and the 18 days to complete the halal. Now, I'm not sure why the Rambam's objection is to some of the mitzvahs that is bringing down over here as being from rabbinic origin, because maybe in the Torah, it's just in a general sense. We find that Hashem visited the sick. We find that Hashem comforted the mourners. The Gemara learns it out from different verses. But maybe all these specific details are maybe midrabbanan. Maybe that's where the Rambam is bringing it out. I have to look at the commentaries. I'm not sure why. But the Rambam says, there were some people that counted it in such a way, and that's why he says he has to object to that. The Rambam says, the Toma al Mishi Yishma Lishoinam. And one who will hear their language, what does it mean? Nemru le Moshe b'Sinai. So what does the Talmud mean when it says it was set to Moshe at Sinai? V'yimene kriris ha'halil she'shibach bo David olav ha'shalom zakel yizbarach. Now I just want to say maybe those other mitzvahs are not necessarily, the Rambam just bring them as examples what they counted, but along with the other ones, maybe those are from the Torah, then he's not objecting to that, I'm not sure exactly, but the Rambam says, how could you count the reading of the Hallel, which, Sheshibach Dobay David Al Shalom Esakel Yisbarach, in which David, peace unto him, he praises Hashem, that's Hallel. Hallel is the praise of Hashem, and that was done by whom? That was done by David. What are you saying? He says the here we're talking about praise that David all of Hashem is praising as Akel Yisborech. How could Moshe command something which David is going to institute later, praising Hashem, and Moshe Rabbeinu is making that into a mitzvah? It's a halal mitzvah. Now V'yimna ner Chanukah shekavu chacham beis sheni, and he's counting the lamp of Chanukah, which the sages set up on the second temple. This middle of the second temple happened the miracle of Chanukah. How could you say evichein mikra Megillah? Likewise, the reading of the Megillah. Now the Megillah was between the first and the second temple. How could we possibly count them as mitzvahs? Omnam. So he says like this. However, he says like this. Let's say, for example, shenaniach. Let's sort of assume for a moment shenemar leMoshe b'Sinai that Moshe was said on Sinai sheyitzaveinu that he should command us. Why? Kikshei ba'achris mamlachteinu, that at the end when we will have a government. Such and such is going to happen with the Greeks. Then it's chayiv lahadlik ner Chanukah. Then we'll be chayiv on Chanukah. So maybe you're going to say that even though it happened later, it wasn't yet relevant at the time. But maybe Hashem, knowing what the future holds, had told him at that point to do it. Okay. So he says, hineini roye she'echod yidmezeh oshyal b'machshavtei. I don't see that anyone would imagine this, or this will enter your thought, that this is really the meaning of the commandments for something that's going to be later on. He doesn't refute that, just says it just doesn't, basically, it's not rationally to say that's what took place over there. That's what he does. Then he goes weiter. Then he says, but we have a general command which is called Lo Sasur. The Torah tells us, do not turn away from the words of the rabbi, which is basically the source, of all the mitzvahs of the Rabbanon is based on what the rabbis told us not to turn away. So he says, Lo Sasur Eino Hefech the Rabbanon Lideraisim. That would not make a rabbinic origin mitzvah into a Torah command. Just because the Torah tells us to listen to the rabbis, so therefore anything the rabbis make becomes a Torah. Okay, so he says that doesn't have, the Torah is just saying to you, listen to what the rabbis say, but it doesn't make every mitzvah that the rabbis say into a Torah commandment just because the Torah said listen to them. So when the mother goes out and leaves the daughter in charge of the little children, so and he tells to the children they have to listen to what they say, it doesn't make that child into the mother. It just makes it for a monitor, for temporarily, but it doesn't. The Chacham basically says that the Rabbana will go ahead and tell you what to do at the time, but it doesn't make it. It doesn't get the strength of the Torah. Now, so the Rambam writes like this. Says, what seems to me, what brought them to that idea? How did they come up with this idea? Is, are you saying, b'baruch le'el advarim, since we go and make on these matters, we make a bracha. What do we say? We say, asher kedishonu b'mitzvos v'tzivonu, amikra megillah. He has commanded us to read the Megillah. Or we say, u'lahadlik ner Chanukah, and to light the Chanukah lamp. And also, v'ligmer es ha'halo. Some have the language, ligmer, to complete the halo, the whole halo to zil. So, and then what happens? So the Shaila is a Talmud. So the Gemara asks, how are we making a bracha that he commanded us? Hechin tzivanu, where were we commanded? V'amru, and the Gemara says, Meloi sasur, because the Torah says, don't turn away. So, therefore, it means that we have to listen to the Chachamim, and that's what we're saying. He has commanded us, Hashem commanded us. So because we're saying that we're making the bracha that he's commanded us, and the Talmud says because the Torah tells us that we can't turn away from the words of the sages, so the Rambam v'imitam zemonoi. So if that would be the reason why they counted it, hineroi sheyimnu kol davar shumad rabbonon. So then it would be fitting to count anything that comes from the rabbinic origin. You have to count everything. Ki kol ma she'amru chachamim la'asoy. So for everything that the chachamim told us to do, for kol ma she'ziron men, and anything that they warned us not to do. So Moshe Rabbeinu is already, peace unto him, and Sinai told us that we are instructed to fulfill whatever the rabbis are going to say. So anything the rabbis are going to come up throughout the generations, we have already a command that becomes a mitzvah. And that is when he said over there, that by the instruction, the Torah, that they teach you, and on the judgment that they tell you, you shall do. So there is a positive, actually, command to go by their instruction. And also, and blessed me, he is warned from transgressing the matter and anything that they have instituted or they decreed. We're warned not to do against it. V'amruin, they said, lo yisosur min hadovera she'gid l'chayam in usmoil, quoting the verse, you shall not turn away from the matter that they tell you, whether right or left. V'im yimna mikol kol mashu medrabon v'chlal tayag mitzvahs. And if you're going to call anything, if you're going to count anything which is from the Rabbanan, you're going to say that this is part of the 630 mitzvahs, because that goes a part of don't turn away, it's going to be included in the general command, don't turn from what they tell you. So why did they only count these details? We talked about Hanukkah and about Megillah, why not the other ones? Just like they counted the lighting of the Hanukkah lamp and reading the Megillah, they should have also counted washing one's hand. We say this is with Rabbanan, the mitzvah of Erev, when we make a combination, whether it's Erev Tchumim, Erev Chatzeres, there is a special blessing. For we do make the bracha who has commanded us in the mitzvahs to wash the hand. And for the mitzvah of Eruv. Commission of Varech, HaMikra Megillah Ner Chanukah. Just like we make the bracha for reading the Megillah, the lights of Chanukah, Vakoyel Midrabona, and everything Midrabona. Ubebiur Amru, and in explanation, the Chachamim say, Mayim Lishoyni Mitzvah. That the first, you know, articulatedly, the Chachamim say that the first water means until you die, versus what you wash your lips, what you did, Mayim Achronim. They say it's a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, my mitzvah, what is the mitzvah of the one? So he says, clearly, it's a mitzvah to listen to Chachamim. It's the same exact source, just as the Talmud says, with regards to reading the Megillah and the Chanukah lamp, that we were recommended because it says, Leisasur. Ukubar, his buyer, and we already explained, that everything that was instituted by the prophets is peace unto them, that once they're after Moshe Rabbeinu, after our teacher Moshe, who gam came with the Rabbanan. That's also with the Rabbanan. So not only the rabbis and later, like in the Talmud, but even anybody who follows Moshe Rabbeinu, starting after Moshe Rabbeinu, is already considered from the rabbis. And he brings an example. Ubir Amru, it says like this, B'shor Shetikin Shlomo Eruvin V'yadayim, when Shlomo, so Shlomo was a king, King Solomon, when he instituted the mitzvah of Eruv and washing of the hand, Yadayim and the hands, Yotza Basko V'amro, so there was a voice that came out and said, Chacham B'niyus Machlibi, that's the verse David HaMelech said, my son is wise, so my heart will rejoice. So when he instituted that, and it was articulated in other areas. The Erevin is called from the rabbis. He's just bringing further evidence that you cannot make it the Torah. And the Yadayim is Medivri Sofrim. And the hands are all Medivri Sofrim. So we say it's from the words of the scribe. So you see clearly that these are non-biblical commands. In his Bayelcha, so here you have already been explained. Everything that has been instituted after Moshe is called from the rabbis. So, it says like this, but however, I explained to you this, that, so don't think that the reading of the Megillah, because it's been instituted by the prophets, that it should be called the Raisa. So he's saying, maybe you're going to think that why is it the Torah? Because it's actually on an earlier level. It's not really from the sages. It comes from an earlier time. It came from the prophets. I explained to you what I said. Because she'erev in the Rabbanon, because here the proof is, you can see the Erev is from the rabbis. Afa pishut tikin shlema ben David beis dina, even though it was instituted by Solomon, and his the son of David and his court. So he's even before the prophets that instituted the reading of the Megillah, which was in the time of Mordechai and Esther, which, between the first and the second temple, which were the time of the prophets over there. So he says, Hatoz b'minias mitzvahs derabbanan. The mistake in counting mitzvahs derabbanan V'zehu she'nelam mizuloseinu. And this is, has been hidden, actually, from others, from beside the other people who they make, it's something hidden, they made a mistake, basically, he's saying. He's saying, like, for what? Umana halboshes erumim, why did they count dressing the naked, clothing the one who doesn't have clothes on, is giving him? Why did they count it a mitzvah? Because you saw a verse in Isaiah over there, it says, that when you see somebody naked, you shall cover him. So there's a mitzvah to give him the clothing. Yeah?
From God Eden. God gave Adam and Eve clothes.
But we're not talking as a mitzvah. That was a story what happened over there. Okay? But they didn't realize that this goes part of the general command. Hashem says that you have to give the poor person enough, whatever is lacking is, you have to fill his needs, whatever is lacking. So we don't need a separate pasuk to tell you you have to dress him up. The Torah says give him all his needs. All of the needs includes clothing, and that's what he needs. So what is the concept of that command to give the poor what he needs? Who believes suffering is without a doubt, first shenachil harov, that we should feed somebody who's hungry. Bin nachasa harim, and we should cover somebody who is naked. Bin nitan matzah l'mitzeh l'matzah, we should give a bed covering for one who doesn't have a bed covering. Ukesus, and a garment l'mi she'in l'kesus, one who doesn't have a garment, we should give him a garment. Uvinosi aponui, and we should help somebody who is single, that has no way of getting married, to help him make the marriage. I mean, mostly we talk about financially, but that would also include helping other people do a shidduch, helping them out. And we shall give riding abilities to one who is accustomed to ride, as it is public in the language of the Talmud. This is all included under the saying of Day machsere, that enough to that is lacking. Oh, you lost in our Talmud Eitzel Eila Mechubar Belagis Sofa Blosh Nachere. So he says the language of the Talmud by these was connected in other language and not in clear language. And he says they must have not had a wrong version, because had it not been for some mistake in their Talmud or what they or other languages or something, or not sure, maybe he's trying to say they didn't express themselves right, but they would not have counted the reading of the Megillah and similar to it with the mitzvahs that were given to Moshe B'Sinai. He says the language of the Gemara in Shavuos is Ein li elo mitzvahs shenitztavu lahar Sinai. We only know about the mitzvahs that they were commanded on Mount Sinai. Mitzvahs shasidim l'schadish. What about the mitzvahs that are destined to be renewed? Kigoy mikra megillah minayin. That, like for reading of the Megillah, for where do we know that, I guess that you have to do them, Talmud loymar, kiimu v'kiblu. Kiimu mashikiblu. They have accepted, they fulfilled that which they have accepted, that they continue to accept the mitzvahs that came from the rabbis. Vusha yaminu b'chol mitzvah, and that is they believe in every mitzvah sheyitakna nevi'im v'chachomim acharkein, and that means that they accepted that they will believe. So it means kimu kiblu, kimu mashikiblu. They fulfill the new accepted mitzvahs. They continue to do, the meaning, even though what they've accepted upon themselves, they continued. So the Rambam learns that it's applying to the new mitzvahs that came about, that they fulfilled those mitzvahs that came about, what were instituted by the prophets of sage afterwards. So then the Rambam writes further, Vahatema, I'm surprised, why he doesn't mention the name who he's referring to, but he's definitely going after someone over there. So he says, I'm surprised why they would count the positive mitzvahs which are midrabanan, as I mentioned. How come they didn't count the prohibitions than with the Rabbanan. They're only counted, they figure out to count the positive. But the Rabbanan say, there's many prohibitions the Rabbanan put on. Just as they counted in the mitzvah of the Hanukkah lamp and the reading of the Megillah. Umeya brachas v'halal, and the 100 blessings. And the halal, ha'ilem limnais garki b'chlal mitzvahs leisaseh. So they should have counted, included in the prohibitions, they should have counted. Achaz v'esrim shniyas la'arayis, the 22 secondary of relationships that are prohibited. The Torah, this allows a close relative that's considered incest. There's a level. But the rabbis added a whole second category. There's 21 new relatives that the rabbis prohibited also relationships. So therefore, they should have counted the other 21 more prohibitions. Should have counted. Just as each one is a separate prohibition. Not like the Torah says one time, don't have intimacy with somebody or a relative. The Torah, we count each intimacy as a separate prohibition. So we should have counted another 21 added to it. Like the sages, they explained, they said that the second is also from the rabbis. Okvar is bar v'tamud. And the Gemara explains, the Talmud explains, Shemaimana Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, Isur Mitzvah, it says it's a prohibition of a mitzvah. What does it mean, a prohibition of a mitzvah? The Gemara says, Isur Mitzvah, Shemaimish Isur Mitzvah, Reitze Boy Hashinius. It means the second order. The Isur Mitzvah means the secondary category of relation or relative, the second level of relatives. And they said, but my mitzvah, so what is the issur of a mitzvah? It's a mitzvah, the Shemai Divrei Chachamim, because it's a mitzvah to listen to the sages. So it's an issur that is based on the mitzvah to listen to the Chachamim. That's why we have a new prohibition of those secondary categories. So how come they didn't count that? This is the Rambam's in conclusion. Kol Shidova. What is the rule of this? Im nimne kol esed rabbanon, v'chol lois esed rabbanon. Had we counted every positive thing that the rabbis tell us to do, and every prohibition that the rabbis tell us not to do, it would go up to thousands, many thousands. We're not talking about 630 mitzvahs anymore. Is that davar mevur? And this is clear. The rule is, that anything which is based on the rabbis shall not be counted part of the 630 mitzvahs. Kaklal hazeh hu kuloi kosuv b'toira, because this klal is all written in the Torah. It's just the Torah, but ein bo davar midrabbanan k'mo shenivayr. The Torah has nothing that has been instituted by the Rabbanan. The Torah has only the laws of the Torah. The Torah does not include any laws that are later on instituted by the rabbis. But Amnam, says this fact that they count certain matters that are from the rabbis, and at the same time, and they don't count. Some they do, some they don't. And they do it, they just, their own choice. They choose, we're going to count this and not going to count this. Rambam says, "Hu inyan she'efshe lekablim shumponim." That's a matter that I cannot accept under no circumstance. Yemru mishi yemru. Let anybody say whatever they say, but the Rambam says, "I can't. I'm not going to accept that." Hine ba'arnu inyan zeh sheder shemesh. So how here we explain this principle and the evidence. The Rambam says, "Achelo nishar bo'isofik klalu shemodim," so that there's not a doubt remaining to any person that this is the principle.